This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
America, I'm Robert Greeson. Welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Dave Cody. How are you, Dave?
Very well, Robert. Thanks. Nice to be here again.
And Dave and I have interviewed back when he was running Honeywell, and now he's actually written a new book called Winning Now, Winning Later, and I just read it. It's great, but what it really has is all the practical insights about how to execute and bring two concepts that don't really seem to fit together. And right now he's also chairman of Vertiv, which is one of the most interesting companies I've seen, where they are really at the heart of infrastructure and communications. So first let's start off. First let's just talk about Vertiv, your new role as chairman. And I know a lot of the lessons we'll get into in Honeywell have tied into the great success at Vertiv and Rob Johnson, a terrific, really terrific CEO.
Yep, exactly. And I like Vertiv for several reasons. I used to talk at Honeywell a lot about this, and we have it, the concept in the book, but this idea of great positions in good industries. And a good industry makes all the difference. Because you'll grow naturally. A great position allows you to grow share within that. And if you take a look at what Vertiv does for data centers, definitely a great position in a good industry. You can differentiate with technology, which is another thing that I've always liked because it creates a nice barrier to entry because you've got something that nobody else does. And then I really liked it because of Rob Johnson, who was also on your show, and his team. And Rob is just a tremendous executive, really loves to learn stuff and figure out how to do things differently and think ahead. And boy, he and I just get along great as a result of that.
And my take is, being in the pandemic now, this is just going to validate the need for infrastructure, and you're probably seeing tremendous growth because of it.
Well, that's been one of the kind of the interesting dynamics to your point is we released this data when we talked about the results for the quarter, but our first quarter orders were up something like 8 or 10% in total. The difficulty that we've had is actually being able to ship all of it because of the crisis, factories have had to close down or operate partially. So it's been more of an issue with shipping, but orders have looked quite good for exactly what you said is people have realized when they talk about the cloud, well, the cloud actually is a place. It's not just this kind of ethereal thing in the sky. It actually has to be a place, and those places where all that data is stored are data centers, and we're a huge supplier to all those data centers.
Now, all of these concepts are in your book, Winning Now, Winning Later. But when you were at Honeywell, and you had absolutely extraordinary growth, I think it was something like 800% from $20 billion up to $120 billion. What lessons did you learn going through the 2008 financial debacle that you're tying into what you're doing at Vertiv now?
Well, actually, everything that we learned during that Great Recession has been applicable here. I would say the thing that was new in this pandemic was the health aspect, which is not something that we've had to deal with before. So that was something that we had to always be thinking about and figure out how to do on the fly. But everything else was still true. And something like some of these things are going to sound simple, but they're still true. And they're not always done. The first one is, as a leader, don't panic. And I've said in the past that I was always impressed, going back to when I was in high school and read Rudyard Kipling's poem, If. And he has this one stanza in there that says, if you can keep your wits about you while everybody else is losing theirs. And I'm not getting the wording exactly right, but that's the gist of it. Then you'll be a man, my son. And I gave that poem to both of my own sons to say, this is really something to think about. And leaders still panic. They just do. The people around them are, the media is, and leaders then panic. So the first thing is don't panic. Second one, think independently. And I'm very big on saying independent thinking is a lot more rare than being smart. There's all kinds of smart people, do well in school, can take a test well, and what they can tell you is how the herd is thinking. And this is a time when leaders really need to have to think for themselves and say, okay, I'm reading all this, hearing what my staff says, but what really makes sense here? If I put it all together, what makes sense? And you only get that by being able to think independently. Another one is, don't try to build consensus. Your job here is to make a good decision. If you're trying to build consensus, you're just going to end up at the least common denominator, and you need to figure out how to make a smart decision once you've gotten all the facts and opinions. A fourth one, don't forget your customers. Very easy when you run into a time like this to start thinking about investors, employees, and companies forget about their customers. Well, if you want a long-term future for your employees, for your investors, for your company, remember your customers. Take good care of them, even though times are tough. Then I guess the last one would be, there's this old saying that when you're up to your butt in alligators, it's tough to remember the original goal was to drain the swamp. So when you're in the middle of the recession, all you can think about is dealing with the recession. But in reality, you need to also be thinking about recovery. Start planning for recovery when you're in the middle of the recession. Don't let yourself get consumed by everything that's going on around you. Instead, start thinking about what are the things that I need to do to make sure that I have the employees ready when that recovery comes, and that whatever help I need from suppliers, I've also got that in place so that when the recovery comes, I can perform. And that would include whatever growth programs you've started as a company. You don't stop your growth programs just because times are tough. And that's one of the first things people want to cut is they'll say, wow, we consider investing in this when we've got all these recession issues. I say, well, now is the time to do that. This is how you steal a march on your competition and differentiate yourself with your customers so that the long term for your employees, your investors, and the company is better than ever.
It's great advice right now. And the people who follow this, I think, emerge much stronger. I thought when you were talking about the alligators, you have in your book this story about your dad when he was at the gas station and he told you about your butt when you're looking up.
No, he used to say he had a couple. My dad was his education was small. He was 6 months of high school. U.S. Navy, World War II, wounded in a wheelchair for a while, so not the easiest of life. But he was pretty thoughtful about things sometimes and how you put things together. And so I started working in the gas station when I was 12. And he would just have all these kinds of sayings that he would tell you, like be a leader, not a follower, which is irritating as a kid when you keep hearing it all the time. Had me washing windshields and cleaning the restrooms, both jobs I didn't care for, but he explained how important it was for customer service and how you always needed to start at the bottom so that you knew how things work. Then he also used to make this observation that said, remember, the higher up the flagpole you climb, the more people can see your ass. So make sure you're nice to everybody.
There you have it. Now, we are about to take a break with Dave Cote, but when we come back, first thing I want you to do is go to Amazon. You've just enough time. Buy Winning Now, Winning Later. I just got it. This is a terrific business book that embodies everything. What Dave has done when he was at Honeywell, I think you created 2,500 401k millionaires, and 95% of them weren't executives. So get that book
exactly
back in a minute, and when we are, you are going to hear a concept that is, it seems like it's impossible. They go against each other, but this is the key to business. Back in a few.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Robert Reese on the CEO Show, back with Dave Cote. And right now we're talking about winning now, winning later. And you had this tremendous career at Honeywell and now at Vertiv. But basically you have one core principle that seems impossible. Explain that principle.
Well,
it's a success.
It is, and it's amazing how often it's forgotten. And it's that success is about achieving two seemingly conflicting things at the same time. And I can't say I'm the first person to ever discover this. I'm sure it's existed in history and elsewhere. But I would say practitioners of it are pretty rare. And it's because everybody, just as human beings, we all want to know, okay, boss, what's the one thing you want me to do?
Right.
And because it's easier. And when it comes to human nature, it's easier to do that. But in reality, successful people, successful leaders figure out, okay, there's always two conflicting things. And how do I accomplish both? So examples I'll go through are, do you want low inventory or do you want great customer delivery? Do you want high prices and margin rates or do you want big volume? Do you want people closest to the action empowered so quick decisions are made, or do you want good controls so nothing bad happens? In every case, you want both. Success is not about picking one of the two and saying, do this. It's saying, okay, at the same time I want you reducing inventory, I want you improving customer delivery.
But how do you do that? How do you do it?
That's tricky. That's what you have to figure out. In every case, it's different. So in inventory and delivery, for example, a root cause there is cycle time. Start figuring out what do you do to reduce overall cycle time from order to delivery, and you find you can do both. If you start looking at functional costs and you say, okay, I want to reduce IT, finance, HR, legal costs, but I want to improve internal service levels at the same time, because if the service level goes down, why was that good? Well, what you have them start focusing on is, how do I get my work done today? What's the processes that I use in order to get that work done? Every process can be made more effective, more efficient. Everyone. There's never one that you'll find that can't be. How do I make those better so that I can take out cost and improve my service levels at the same time? And for example, we used to do anonymous surveys of internal customers to say, every 6 months, is service from IT improving or decreasing? Are the finance guys doing a better or worse job? I mean, each one of them would have like 10 questions they'd go through, and they had to show improvement. And as a result of that, we reduced staff costs by huge amounts. We improved service levels by big amounts, and we did it all through process improvement.
Mm. How do you change process? What's the thinking? Because you're big on thinking. You have this great thing in the book about Panama Canal, and it says, you know, the mathematician said, yeah, you know, 5 minutes to solve it, spend your first three thinking. I believe thinking is the lost art and the key to success. How does a CEO start the thinking process and engage their team. And I know you said it's not about consensus. You gotta handle it.
Yeah. A couple of things I would point to is the first one, the leader has to buy into it and act that way. And organizations are very good at, it's an old saying, but it's still true. You gotta walk the talk. So if they hear you saying one thing and then acting a different way, well, pretty soon they start to, you know, the old parents thing, do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah.
Everybody does what they see, not what they hear. So the first thing is to start as a leader. The second thing, I would say is if you're going to go into any kind of process improvement, it's important to take the time to actually map what your process is.
And I
include this example in the book. It's not something I came up with, but I loved it. I first saw it like 30 years ago and thought this is brilliant. And it shows what you think the process is, and it's about 10 steps. What you want the process to be, and it shows like 6 steps. Then what the process actually is, and it's about 18 steps. And unless you take the time to actually just map the process, all 18 steps, what happens then? What happens next? What happens if this is supposed to happen, but it doesn't? And you find all kinds of stuff doing that, and it allows you to make big improvements to the process and create something that's more effective and efficient. The last thing I would point to on how do you get good process change is to focus. And it's too easy, getting back to the kind of Panama Canal, the 3 minutes point, it's very easy to become so enamored of an idea that you look at it and go, we got to do this everywhere, and we got to do it right now. This is such a big idea. And what happens? You have a 3,000-mile front that moves an inch a year. When you'd be better off saying, okay, how do I create a 30-mile front and advance 500 miles in the space of a couple of years, and then everybody else can see what's been done, and we learn how to do it.
On that note, you have time for one final sentence of advice to CEOs. It can't be buy my book, although they should buy Winning Now, Winning Later. What's your advice?
I guess I'd have to rely on another phrase, and that's the trick is in the doing. And I often say, as leaders, business people, we all read the same stuff, talk to the same people, watch the same shows. We all know this stuff. So why is there so much of a difference in actual performance? And the reason is it comes back to how well do you actually do it? And what I tried to do with the book is spend a bunch of time on, so how do you actually make this stuff happen, as opposed to just talk about general concepts?
And on that note, we're going to sign off. Great having you on the CEO show, Dave.
Nice to be back.
And here's one piece of advice to all of you. Map your processes. That's step
yeah.
one. That's what I got. I'm going to do that. Be well.
Thanks.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Robert Rees. Join me weekday afternoons at 5 p.m. for the best of the CEO Forum on 1540 AM WADK.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Willie Walker. How are you, Willie?
I'm great, Robert. How are you?
Great. Willie is the chairman and CEO of Walker & Dunlop. And this is one of the largest real estate finance companies in America. And what's really interesting here is his grandfather was the founder of it. He took the company to become a real institution and a leader. But it's not only that. It's one of the best cultures that you'll hear about in all of America. Number 13. And he's going to talk about how he's had over the past 10 years, 9 different mergers. And based on those, they've all combined into the culture. A lot of other things we'll talk about in terms of the future of real estate and the pandemic. And then we'll also talk about diversity and inclusion and your great culture and your thoughts there. So start off, tell everyone, Willie, what the company is.
Well, as you said, Robert, we're one of the largest commercial real estate finance companies in the United States. We finance commercial real estate, so that's everything but single-family homes. We are extremely large in the apartment lending business, and the apartment lending business is dominated by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They are the two largest suppliers of capital to the apartment lending business, and we are Fannie Mae's largest partner and Freddie Mac's third largest partner in lending on apartment buildings in the United States. So while we do lend on office buildings and malls and hotels, about 80% of our lending activity is on apartment buildings.
So let's talk about how you grew the company. You joined in 2003, but really it was your grandfather who was the founder, and it was a family-owned company. What was your thinking when you went in there and you were able to just – a few years after becoming CEO, go through a very successful IPO, and then dramatically grow your market cap from $1 billion in 2015 to like $2 billion in 2019. Talk about what your thinking was joining, and then how you were able to execute.
Robert, a couple quick things. One, the firm was founded by my grandfather back in 1936. And my father ran the company very successfully for his entire career. And Walker & Dunlop was a very successful, small, family-owned real estate mortgage banking firm based in Bethesda, Maryland, with one office when I joined the company. I had gone off and done a lot of other things prior to joining Walker & Dunlop. And so when I got out of Harvard Business School, I went to work on Wall Street. I went to work in Latin America with a venture capital firm. I'd done a lot of private equity work on doing buyouts in Latin America. And then I'd run two very significant divisions of a multinational company based in Denver, Colorado. I built up Latin America for them and ran Latin America, and then I moved to Europe and ran Europe for them. And so my background prior to joining Walker & Dunlop was doing big buyouts and then also running some pretty big operations of a good-sized multinational. So when I came back to Walker & Dunlop, first of all, I never had any intention or thought that I'd ever join the family company. It happened to be that my wife and I wanted to move back to the States, and my dad and I were having a conversation. I said, I think I can help you. And he said, I've always known you could help me. I just didn't think you had any interest in it. And so when I joined Walker & Dunlop, the last thing I was doing was coming to just sort of join the family company and watch it kind of keep doing what it was doing. So I really wanted to make my mark. I had done a lot of other things, and I thought it was a great platform to grow. But I will also tell you that I didn't know a lot about the mortgage finance business. And from my perspective, one of the great things that happened was my dad literally threw me in the deep end and just said, look, I've seen you run much bigger enterprises than this. You know how to do it. And he basically handed me the keys to the company on almost day one. And while that was challenging, it was also an incredible way to join a family company. Most people grow up in a family company. There's always that tension of when's, you know, either the mother or the father going to hand the keys to the next generation and let go of managing it. I didn't have that challenge when I joined Walker & Dunlop. I would also say that one of the biggest issues that I wanted to grow be a very significant company. One of our board members, when I joined Walker & Dunlop, said, I can't believe you're joining Walker & Dunlop. I thought that you're going to be the CEO of some Fortune 50 company and flying to the Masters with clients. And I turned to him and I said, what says that I can't have the Masters on a Walker Dunlop jet? And at that time, when we were this teeny little company, he kind of laughed at me and said, you know, you're.
But wait, Willie, you are actually thinking that. You are saying, I could do this. I see how the landscape is and I see what's good about us, right?
Yeah, no, I said to that direct 2004, 2011, I flew to the Masters on a chartered private jet and I sent him a text with a picture of me and clients flying to the Masters saying, we're on the Walker Dunlop plane going to the Masters. So, you know, yes, I mean, I think one of the biggest issues there, Robert, is I'd seen that. I'd worked in big companies. I'd flown on the corporate jet. I'd seen how a major multinational took the corporate jet and flew employees and clients around in things that nobody else could do. And so I sat there joining a very small firm, but I had a roadmap in front of me on how to take a small firm and turn it into a pretty big firm. And so seeing where you want to go, understanding not necessarily exactly how you get there, but some pathway to getting there is super important.
And culture seems to be at the heart of everything you do. And it's amazing when you have M&A with nine companies and you maintain the culture and even strengthen it. What is, from your perspective, the secret of building a great culture? And I know that diversity and inclusion is also a really important part of that for you.
So I would say number one is just active leadership. I'm blessed to have an incredible management team with me at WND. We have acquired so many companies and done it so well that, A, we're not stupid to think that we know all the answers. And then the second thing is that we do have the processes and the procedures in place to be able to go in, find a company like, have a sort of a cultural connection and connection CEO to CEO. Whether the CEO is going to stick around and stay on or whether the CEO is going to leave is fundamental to me sort of saying that's a company we ought to go buy. And so there have been plenty of companies that I've sat down with the CEO who's wildly successful and just not somebody who's developed a culture inside of his or her firm that I can come in part of Walker & Dunlop, where incredibly capable bankers and brokers in real estate at other firms, we've met with them and hugely successful, but we know that they're not the type of person who would fit well in the Walker & Dunlop culture.
If you were just to give me like two or three words, and don't explain them, just what the words are of what makes for great culture. What are those words?
Teamwork, respect, and tenacity.
Okay, interesting. Next question. From your dad, from your grandfather, who were close with, I know, what is the core that you learned that helped you build this incredible company? Because they built the whole platform. They built the whole foundation, which is the hardest part, maybe, of a house to build. But you've gained something, I'm sensing, from them. Was there anything specifically they taught you, or was it all just self-learned?
Well, I mean, I got out of undergrad at 22 years old. I got out of business school at 28 years old, and I'd worked for big companies previously, and I'd had leadership roles in all of them. So, I mean, I'd learned a lot about how I wanted to lead, what I was good at, what I was bad at before I joined Walker & Dunlop. And I hadn't, you know, I'd been on the board of Walker & Dunlop, so I'd worked with my dad prior to joining the company. But, I mean, I think one of the nice parts about the combination of skills that I had and didn't have coming into Walker & Dunlop is that, you know, many people who either start their own firm or into a family company, what they know is just that industry and the way that that firm has been built to getting to where it is. And I had the great luxury of bringing to Walker & Dunlop all the other business experience that I had from firms not in our industry, in the investment banking space and the buyout space, and I brought that to it. So the point that I make here is there are many, many, many mortgage bankers at Walker & Dunlop, much less in the entire industry, who are a million times better mortgage bankers than I will ever, ever be. I am not a technically competent mortgage banker. I'm one hell of a good CEO. But the point being is most people who grow up in the mortgage banking business, they're great mortgage bankers, but they don't know how to scale their platform. They don't know how to go and acquire companies. They don't know how to manage an operation that's bigger than just what they've built up. And what I got to do was come into this great platform with my name on the door. I probably wouldn't have been selected if my name wasn't on the door because I had no experience in the mortgage banking space. But it was that combination of being given the opportunity with my other general management skills and also with an incredible management team that I inherited from my dad that allowed for that combination to have the success in the core business and also bring in a completely different perspective.
We're about to take a break. When we come back with Willie Walker, we're going to talk about what is the future of commercial real estate, which, gosh, everyone is trying to figure out. Back in a few.
By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society. Each episode, we speak with transformative CEOs, people who create new value, reinvigorating a company, reinventing an industry, or rebooting society.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By disseminating CEO wisdom, the CEO Show elevates business, the economy, and society.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Willie Walker, who's the chairman and CEO of Walker & Dunlop. And we've talked about this as one of the leading real estate finance companies. So we talked before about leadership and everything you learned and how you were able to use that to dramatically leverage the company. Let's now talk about commercial real estate. No one seems to know, here we are in July of 2020, what the future is of commercial real estate while we're in a pandemic. What's your take? When you and I talk 2 years down the road, what will it be?
So you've got to break that apart, Robert, as quickly as I can into the various asset classes that are underneath commercial real estate. So multifamily or apartment buildings are a commercial asset class, right? And people are still going to live in apartment buildings and people still need to have a place to live. And so I think the apartment sector continues forward unabated. I think the financial crisis that's coming in this pandemic is only going to make more people be renters than single family homeowners. So I think multifamily does very well. The next asset class is industrial. Because we're moving more and more towards an Amazon economy, industrial is super important for distribution of goods. And so you will see the industrial asset class or distribution facilities continue to get stronger. The next, as you move down from kind of the strongest to the weakest, the next is office. Nobody really knows what the future of office looks like, but I will tell you that I think office space continues to be a necessary component of all companies. I think it's where culture is created. It's where creativity is established and is generated. And while there are big portions of Walker & Dunlop's workforce that likely will work from home on a more consistent basis, I think once the pandemic is over, we will be back into offices and we will continue to use offices very similarly to how we did pre-crisis. The next is hotels. I don't know about you, Robert, but I'm not sure the next time I'm getting on an airplane, and I certainly don't know the next time I'm going to go and spend the night on the road. I may go visit a client and come right back to where I live, but I don't know whether I'm going to go hang out in a hotel anytime soon. And so I think hospitality, particularly the high-end luxury and business travel market, is going to be under big pressure for quite some time to come. Are we going to get back to it at some point? Of course. People need to travel. People need to see clients. People need to sell their goods and services. And at the same time, I do think that what you and I are doing right now of looking at each other on a Zoom call is part of the future of client engagement. And so I think that is going to change quite significantly. And then the final one is retail. And retail has gotten smashed during this downturn, retail, including restaurants. And retail is going to have to be reconsidered completely, fundamentally. Movie theaters are going to be converted, I think, into gaming space for kids. It's the perfect transition from taking something that is old school, that you and I would go to a movie theater and watch a movie. That's going to be streamed to our home on Netflix. And that space that today was a movie theater is going to be a bunch of teenagers who want to go in and game against each other and play video games against each other in a space where they can interact. That's, you know, that's the type of repurposing and that's the type of shift that I think is going to happen in the commercial real estate space going forward.
I'll tell you what, that was probably the best synopsis in like 3-4 minutes I've heard from anyone. But you have your finger on the market, on everything that's going. I want to shift gears. There's something that a lot of people don't know about Willie Walker, but over 135,000 people do know, which is he has his own Wednesday webcast, and he's interviewing the top CEOs all around in all different types of venues. You must be learning so much from that. Talk about what you do in that and what you've learned about leadership by doing this whole series. And I commend you on it. It's tremendous. Very few people get as many views as you do.
Well, thanks, Robert. Look, this started out of the pandemic because we wanted to be communicating with our clients on a consistent basis. We didn't know what was going to happen. We wanted to give people insight into the markets. And as we got it up and going, it transformed really from we'll talk about the commercial real estate markets and deals we're doing or capital we're putting into deals into a broader perspective. And so we brought on macroeconomists, we brought on CEOs, we brought on academics, and we're talking about sort of everything. This, my most recent guest was the president of Howard University, talking about diversity and inclusion, about recruiting from Howard University and historically black colleges and universities. Talked about the pandemic because Dr. Frederick is a physician. You know, the week before that, it was the Bill Demchak, the CEO of PNC Bank, talking about, A, the banking sector, and, you know, what are bank balance sheets going to look like in Q3 and Q4? And then Bill and I spent a long time talking about diversity and inclusion and how PNC has been a real leader on those issues. And then also the challenges that both of us as CEOs of companies face in trying to be more diverse, to be more inclusive, and to bring more women and minorities into positions of power in our companies.
What's your vision for America? You've had this unique position of building a dramatic company, of interviewing these top CEOs and thought leaders. I know you care a lot about diversity, inclusion, and the future of what America is. What's your vision?
Oh, that's a lengthy answer.
And I hate to say we only have 2 minutes left.
Yeah, I was going to say I'll try and condense it down into just really quickly, Robert. Look, I'm about as much of a centrist as you can find. I find the views on both ends of the political spectrum to be extreme and probably not where we ought to be as a country. And at the same time, the center is completely hollowed out right now. And that's disappointing. It doesn't allow for constructive discussion. It doesn't allow for constructive debate. And it means that everyone is playing at the extremes. And there is a middle ground on so many of these issues that we've gotten so polarized on, whether it be the issue of abortion or whether it be the issue of gun control. There are compromises to be had on those two massively polarizing issues on the left and on the right that nobody seems to want to be able to talk about. But in the process of not negotiating on those two issues, you end up getting more violence in America than we should have in America, and you get more unwanted children in America than we probably want in America. And so as I sit there and think about these issues of racial justice, as I think about these issues of our economy growing and less regulation, as I think about these issues of, you know, the polarization that happens between red states and blue states and red counties and blue counties, I just really wish people would communicate more openly and honestly with one another to find common ground rather than continuing to sit in their corners and fight for the things that they think they hold so dear today.
I love that statement, and I don't do politics, but I agree with you 100%. Not that my viewpoint matters here, but this is great what you've just shared, Willie. Willie, time is up, but just if anyone wants to go to your webcast, how do they get to that?
Just go to www.walkerdunlop.com and you can find it there, or go to YouTube, and the Walker & Dunlop YouTube channel has all of the past webcasts on it.
Wonderful. Willie, congratulations to you. Continued success.
Thanks for taking the time today, Robert. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, great having you on the CEO show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.